We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Anytime a national publication takes interest in something here in Connecticut, it's worthy of more of our attention. You know, we followed the University of Hartford situation for a long time, ever since they made the NCAA tournament and lost to eventual national champ Baylor. And then soon after, we found out that they were going to transition from Division I to Division III and really took a lot of that positive momentum away, where historically you fundraise and boost enrollment off of something like that, and it went the other direction. And there's been a whole host of things that have happened at the university. And most recently, the athletic director sent a note to coaches before graduation, sort of threatening them that if their student athletes misbehaved at graduation, there would be some far-reaching repercussions, not only for them and their futures, transcripts, diplomas, but also for the teams in the future, games forfeited, and so on and so forth. And so John Feinstein, and if you don't know who John is, I mean, I arrived at John before sports radio took off. The sports reporters on ESPN was one of my favorite shows on television, and John has gone on to write dozens of books, including Season on the Brink, maybe my favorite one, about the University of Indiana and Bobby Knight. And so just, you know, in terms of way up there in the pantheon of sports writers, and he wrote a column in the Washington Post, and the headline is, "The University of Hartford betrayed its athletes, then it threatened them," and basically calling for interim athletic director Sharon Beverly and president of University of Hartford Gregory Woodward to either be fired or to leave. And so we're grateful for his time here on Brian and Company. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. It's good to talk to you. It's always an honor for me to be on WTIC since I grew up listening to the late, great Arnold Dean.
There you go. Arnold Dean.
Yeah.
Legend. That's awesome.
Absolute legend.
There are a lot of legends here. I think I'm the only one in the building now, so we got to do some work on that.
I know the feeling.
This is really, you know, what I really want to start with, John, is that when you saw and verified the email, what was your reaction?
I think it was the same as just about everybody, Brian, stunned that an administrator it would put in writing. The only thing I disagreed with in your summary was when you said she sort of threatened the coaches and the athletes. She absolutely threatened them. She said, if you misbehave, or your guests, as in family, misbehave, shout, boo, whatever, during graduation, which has been a problem ever since Gregory Woodward made this and the board made this decision 14 months ago that they were going to leave D1 athletics to move to D3. And there are a whole lot of complications involved in something like this that we don't have time to get into. But it's been very controversial, to say the least. There's been a lot of misinformation put out by Woodward and the board, not to mention personal misinformation Woodward put in his bio about being a D1 athlete when he wasn't. But to put in an email that we will hold your diplomas, we will hold your transcripts, games will be forfeited, and perhaps entire seasons will be forfeited for your teammates, even though you're graduating, it was stunning to me. And then I saw the second email I saw was almost identical, addressed to the athletes themselves. I honestly, I've never seen anything like this. And to show you how stunning it is, Brian, I thought that I might get some pushback from my editors at the Washington Post when I said I want to write a column about this because it's the University of Hartford.
Right, it's us, the little people, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly. It's not Duke or Kentucky or Kansas or anybody like that. And they instantly said, oh, absolutely, go for it. And as of yesterday afternoon, a couple hours after I filed the piece, it was the most read story in the entire Washington Post. So people, it's what we used to call a talkie. People read this and they go, oh, my God, how could this possibly happen, especially at an institute of higher education? And that's what makes it more than anything very, very sad.
Yeah, we're talking with John Feinstein, of course, author, columnist, about his piece in the Washington Post titled "The University of Hartford Betrayed Its Athletes and It Threatened Them." And you know, I think one of the where I sort of split here is that it's a private institution. If they want to go, if their board approves something and they want to go in this direction, it's their right. It's all the other things attendant to
right.
it that are so difficult to process. And you know, that's so interesting. You talked about the pushback, and then they told you to go for it. Because I was initially going to ask you, like, what compelled you to bring this to a national audience? And it's really, in your opinion, because an administrator to codify it, to put it on paper is one thing, but to tell your students please behave is one thing, but to threaten them is another. And like, I had never seen anything like it either.
Right. If she had written to the athletes and to the coaches, look, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding this. We understand many of you are frustrated. Many have transferred, of course. But please don't take away from the graduation ceremony because you and others are involved. But that's not what she said. She out and out threatened them. And that was where it went over the line. That was where, to me, it became a national story. You're right about moving from D1 to D3, or many schools move up from
right.
D3, D2 to D1. In search of making more money, by the way, ironically, given Hartford's position. And we could have a long conversation about whether it's the right decision or wrong. I saw a number of people commenting on the piece saying, you know, they're trying to be academically better by going to D3. And my response was, geez, Hartford's doing okay in D1. The entire Ivy League's doing okay in D1. This isn't about academics. It's about a president whose school has been losing money since the day he got there, losing students since the day he got there, saying, oh, okay, here's the solution, I'll bury sports. And some people will agree with him, and other people will disagree with him. But this kind of strong-armed activity is inexcusable regardless of which side you're on.
Yeah, and they came out. I know Molly Polk sent you a statement. She sent me a little more lengthy statement about they expect to add sports and that their enrollment's actually starting to go the other way. I don't want to take up your time with reading
right.
that, but she did. But we've asked multiple times with Gregory Woodward, and we asked in this instance for Sharon Beverly to come on the program, and they haven't. And to me, that's the biggest thing is if there's a no there there, why can't we talk
right.
to them?
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And you know, I always say I always tell people you should always tell your side of a story. And I wrote directly to Beverly, and I told her I had the two emails, and I'd like to talk to her about it. And of course, I got back that statement you mentioned from Molly Polk, and which, you know, she's clearly the hitman for Beverly and for Woodward, who I gather she's been with for a long time. And so, if you're trying to save money, you know, by going to D3, we're trying to save money. Well, why do you add sports? Why don't you just continue with the sports you have on the D3 level if you believe that'll save money? By the way, making the NCAA tournament, as Hartford did for the first time in history a year ago, makes all sorts of money for schools.
Oh, yeah.
Because admissions go up, booster contributions go up, TV exposure goes up, recruiting has helped not just for basketball but for the entire student body. I say this as somebody who graduated from Duke. And in 1978, Duke, which had been lousy for a while, nobody believes me when I tell them that, made the national championship game. And all those things happened. Duke has an overrated reputation, in my opinion, as a graduate, academically. The reason it has that reputation is the basketball team. It's not the English department. And Hartford is missing what would have been a huge opportunity to build on what John Gallagher and his players achieved a year ago, by turning around 2 months later and saying,
right.
we're going to D3.
Yeah, I always said that if this was your plan, that's fine. But why not just like put a pin in it for a little bit and see what kind of enrollment and fundraising numbers you could get out of it to see and make another cost-benefit analysis? So we only have a little bit of time, and I know you have to go. What about Coach John Gallagher? I mean, you taught me something in the piece. I didn't know he had that offer from Oklahoma.
Right.
And obviously a first assistant, probably $500,000 or more.
He would have been making more than double what he's currently making.
So what do you think happens with him?
Well, I think John he's got two more years on his contract. I think he's waiting to see what happens. If the school carries through with his plan to go D3, he's going to go coach somewhere else. And he was a candidate for the LaSalle job and probably would have gotten it if the great Fran Dunphy hadn't come back to coach his alma mater. But he wants to be at Hartford. I know that for a fact. He and I have talked about this in the past. He loves the neighborhood, the atmosphere that's been created there. He's been raising his kids in Hartford. And if Hartford stays D1, if it turns around, if they get the right people in and make what I think is the right decision, I think John will coach there a long time.
All right, John. Best of luck. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Appreciate it. My pleasure, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
All right, John Feinstein, the great John Feinstein, joining us here on Brian & Company.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.